Blog Talk Radio.
And it is indeed a beautiful life, and you are listening to Get Focused Radio. I am thrilled to have that original song, It's a Beautiful Life, as our theme song now. The amazing and talented composers are Beth Hamilton and Connie Rossiter, and they are the talented duet behind Beckon, B-E-C-K-O-N, that you will hear in our opening, and we'll be having them on the show to do some live performing in the very near future. So for more information on how you can get your copy of their first full-length studio album, Beautiful Life, go to www.beckonofficial.com. That's BECKONOFFICIAL.com. Their angelic voices are inspirational, and I'm going to play the rest of that song for you at the end of the show. Please stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you refocus when life gets in the way. Each week on Get Focused Radio, I'm going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create a more fulfilled and happy life. Please connect with me after the show at askkatehennessy@getfocusedradio.com. Well, folks, we've got a really special show for you planned today. Deborah Hill will be joining us to talk about her new book, Unlimited Life. Deborah is a transformation wizard and creator of Explode Into Life, the multidimensional learning experience that takes your life to the next level. And we'll be asking her all about that, because I can't think of anything we all wouldn't benefit more from than being shown how to get the very best out of this beautiful life. She is a renowned intuitive coach and counselor, and she's been changing lives for over 30 years. Deborah is an award-winning author of two books and courses and an entertaining and informative speaker and trainer. Her articles have been published throughout the world, and she's been a guest on many radio stations over the last 8 years. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call-in number with you all. I encourage you all to call in and chat with us about anything you would like and ask questions. Today, you have to call outside Canada is 1-888-435-1293, and for our Canadian callers, dial 1-646-200-3268 and press 1. So let's not keep you waiting any longer. I'd like to welcome all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, our very own Southern Belle, Deborah Hill. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi, Katie. It's delightful to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, we're so excited that you're on. Now, I know that we want to talk today about all the amazing resources that you have to offer, but just before we start that, would you share a little bit of your background with us from, you know, kind of where you started to where you are now and how you got here?
Oh, it's been a long life, and I could spend the whole show talking about all the experiences I've had. But just to sum it up, is I've always been clairvoyant but didn't know it, mm-hmm. and was able to see my grandfather after he passed and talk to angels and when I was a kid. And a lot of kids can, actually, but we're taught to turn that off and focus on our mind, and that's what I tried to do. It never went away. I was always able to know things and pick up things about people and also to hear voices my whole life. And I wrote them down but didn't tell anybody about them because I felt it was dangerous and a little crazy. And then I went searching for my soul because I had actually lost it around my 20s. and spent
now, what do you mean by that, Deborah, that you'd lost your soul? Just what does that mean? Was that like something that you felt?
Yeah, that's a good question. I felt lost. I felt like I didn't fit in. I felt like I thought there was a God. I knew there was more to life. I knew that there was more to me. And so I started reading books on how there is a spirit, how we do have a higher self. And I went on this journey to connect with that and to connect again with God. And it took me many, many years. About 16 years ago, I met a clairvoyant teacher. And I had studied with so many teachers, I had decided I'd had enough teachers. But this person really lit me up and pointed out that I was clairvoyant. And the way to be more clairvoyant, I think this is really important. People think that clairvoyance is some gift or some weird thing that some people have, but we all have that sixth sense. And the way you get to experience it, which is so powerful and is so important in your life, is by getting rid of all the stuff that gets in the way of seeing, which is your pain, your pictures, your judgments, your beliefs. Those things sort of cloud you up so you can't see clearly.
Okay.
And so I spent about 8 or 10 years studying how to do that. And then in doing that study, I also was able to coach other people and was transforming their lives. Meanwhile, in all that time, I got 4 degrees in medicine and psychology and became a nurse midwife and had my own graphic design business for about 25 years. And I did investing and a whole lot of other stuff. And then I feel like what I'm doing now puts it all together to help people be successful in their lives and their businesses and their relationships, and also to be in touch with them themselves.
Now, I know when we were speaking before, I think that many people have the idea when you start talking clairvoyant and, you know, being able to read and hearing voices and seeing things that other people don't often see, and only because they block, right? You say we can all see these things if we just move the blockage. But I want people to know that we're not talking to someone who, you know, has a big crystal ball in front of her and a large handkerchief over her head. Deborah is a scientist. She has degrees. I mean, this is a very, really and truly, a scientist is a very rational. Everything goes from 1 to 2 to 3. And I don't think that we think of clairvoyant people like that. We think of them as a little more off. And so what you're really telling us is that it really doesn't matter who you are, what you do. You probably have this, not a gift, you probably just have this ability, and you just have to learn how to tune into it.
Yes, and you may not want to hear voices, and that's fine, or you may not. I mean, this is just something that I am just turned on, and I can't. It's important to me, but everybody has it, and you know that intuitive sense, like we call it a gut feeling or a knowing, or you say to yourself, you know, I knew I should have done that, or I knew I shouldn't have done that. That knowing is so critical to you. If you trust it, you wouldn't have made the mistakes, or you would have taken advantage of the opportunities. And in fact, the most successful people I have talked to have said, yes, they are tuned into that intuitive feeling, and when they hear it, when they feel something, they go for it.
They do it, absolutely. Was anyone in your family, when you let them know that you had this ability, are there anyone else? Did all of a sudden mom say she had it or anything like that?
My mom did not. I feel like my grandmother really did. My great-grandfather definitely had it, though he didn't call it that. And, yeah, there's a long lineage. And, in fact, on my father's side, my body dates back to a great rabbi in Spain in the 1400s. And his son was a blind clairvoyant who canonized the Tree of Life.
Okay.
So, yes, I have a body that's really tuned into that vibration.
Go ahead.
Just real quickly, it was funny when I was so afraid to tell anybody that I had this ability or that I was hearing voices or knowing things that I didn't for many, many years. And when I finally came out of the clairvoyant closet, everybody said, "Oh, yeah, well, we knew you had that."
Really?
Yeah. No surprise to people who knew.
Tell us something that you've done over the course of your coaching and your reading. Tell us some intuitive stories of someone that you've met and you've told them, or they've asked you, you know, what's going to happen, or what should I do? Something that's happened that's really changed their life.
Oh, I have so many stories. It's just I can't try to pick something out of here. But I want to make it clear that you're right, and I appreciate you saying that I don't read a crystal ball. I don't look at the future and tell you if, you know, what's going to happen. I do have some idea, but what I like to do is get people on their path doing what they need to be doing in present time, and then I coach them to do that. And so in the first session is when I really look at where they're stuck and what's preventing them from being there. And one person that I had, there's so many stories. I'm just trying to think of some of the most incredible ones. I'll tell you just a really quick story about someone that I worked with just last week, and he is a very bright person, and he is on his path, and he has a business that he's running, and he was just so busy trying to manage it. And I saw when he was here that he would get a lot of important contracts playing golf. It turned out he does like golf, but he doesn't feel like he's good enough to play golf. And so he wasn't doing it. And I said, "It's so important that you practice. Make this part of your business to practice golf." And a few days later, this golf tournament came up, and he asked a potential client to go play golf with him and closed a tremendous deal on the golf course.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was
And he probably would have realized that himself if he had been open to it, if he could have seen past the fear, perhaps, of not being a very good golfer.
Exactly, and then I had to look at him. It's a good point, because I had to talk to him about, you know, it doesn't matter if you play well. Nobody's really going to care, you know, and you would think that he's an attractive guy, he's a successful guy, that why would he feel insecure about playing golf badly?
Yeah.
But, there are these sensitive places in people, and I showed him, you know, you can go practice and get better at it, but don't let that stop you, because people will just enjoy being with you. And it will make them feel good that they're better golfers if you don't play golf well. So that won't hurt you, and that helps.
And he's happy with that advice now, with the big contract.
Oh, he's real excited. He's coming back for more.
Now, you offer a course. And you call the course Explode Into Life.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by explode into life? Why do you use that word? Such a strong word.
It's a word that was told to me. I've been getting guidance on this and from, you know, just my higher intuitive knowing and some angels. And I said the same thing. Why use explode? That's a pretty powerful word. How about expand into life? And it was pointed out, you know, you don't want to tiptoe into life. You don't want to go timidly. You want to just take off. It's jumping and flying and being able to do that. And this course helps you do that. It has 260 photographs with voiceovers, so it guides you through it. And it's a gentle process, but you explode into your life. It helps you to target what's blocking you, helps you to get in touch with your highest self, and then to manifest what it is you really want to do. And it gives a lot of advice on how to do that.
And is a lot of that then, a lot of the teaching part, would that teach us how to remove the things that stand in the way of knowing how to move on with your life, just that intuitive knowing? You know, we all get that gut feeling now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But for us to flow through life and continually have that intuitive sense, can you tell us how we can move away some of that? Maybe, I don't know, is it negativity? Is it just we just let life get in the way and we just don't know how to move it over so that we can see past the yuck and see, you know, the really good things that are there?
Yes, and there absolutely. We often stand in our own way. And the course takes you through five different aspects. There are five modules, each with 5 to 8 parts. But it's very important first that you know who you are. And in fact, I'm teaching a webinar on the first 2 modules for people. It's just come up and it's on my website now. And it's at awarenessinitiative.com connect webinar. And the first part is you have to really understand who you are if you want to create your life. So I get you in touch with that place. I get you in touch with how life really works and how you can work in it and get in touch with your inner intuition so that you can use it. And then you want to be able to plan your life and create it. But in order to do that, you know, Katie, so many people just go launch into what they think they want, and they don't focus on what they enjoy. So the second module also helps you understand and get in touch with what you love, what you really love, because we both know that if you're not doing that, you're not going to be successful.
Well, no. I mean, how many people do you know that start their careers off really, their career is what was just presented to them, not really what they wanted in their heart of hearts, mm-hmm. right? Many
right.
of us go for 20, 30 years walking into an office and sitting at a desk and hating every minute of it. And I just, you don't do that, and I don't do that, but I know that we know many people that do. And it's very hard not to do that, because although you might hate what you're doing, that hate becomes your comfy slipper. And it's very scary sometimes to say, you know what, I'm going to toss these slippers off and I'm going to go for something else.
I love that analogy. Yes, we do get comfortable with our pain, don't we? It's familiar. And so we don't try to lose. It's scary to actually go into the life that you love because you've never been there before, which is what I like to help people, hold people's hands so they know you're safe. You can do anything on your path. If it's on your path, you can handle it. If it's presented to you, you can do it. If you want to do it, you can do it. And any successful entrepreneur or anybody that I've ever heard who's successful and has really made it in the world has said, you have to do what you love. Mm-hmm. Have you ever met anyone who's tremendously successful and does not love what they do?
Never.
I never have. I've met a lot of people who are successful. Never. So the bottom line, you have to find what you love. And if you don't know that, then you're not going to be able to create a successful and happy life.
Right. Now, what do you mean when you say, I'm quoting you, connect with source and self? What do you mean?
Well, the first part is connect with that higher self that I talked about. You have a higher self, a being, whether you call it a soul or a spirit or an essential awareness is another part that I call it, a part of us that is all-knowing and all-seeing, that's connected to everything and has an intuitive awareness, has a higher knowledge and intelligence than we can get with our actual physical mind, because we exist in that place, in this body. We're not our bodies. We are intuitive beings in a body. And when you understand that and you feel that and you remember who you are, it's like you all of a sudden blast into this whole world of knowledge and understanding and insight that you totally forgot you had.
Right, right. And for your next module of Explode into Life, you call that next module Joy. So how do we get to that next step, the Joy step?
Well, the Joy step is I lead you through meditation to help you to find that place within and remember what you love. You know, so many people forget. I mean, here's another story about my coaching. A woman came in to me, and she was getting a divorce, and she needed to start doing things with her life. She was okay financially, but she was feeling lost and wanted to do something and didn't know what to do. And I said, well, you need to do what you love. And she says, I don't know what I love. And I saw within her that she loved to dance. And I said, well, you love to dance. And she said, I totally forgot about that. I used to dance all the time. And she went out and she went to this dance school, and now she teaches dance and performs and is so happy doing that.
Yeah.
It just fuels her.
Yeah, finding your time. And, you know, when you said that she didn't know what she wanted to do and that she had, you know, those lost moments, I think that there's period of times in people's lives. You know, as you're aging, you might have a death, and usually death would be maybe a parent dies, and then you feel lost. You might go through divorce, and you feel lost. You can lose your job, you feel lost, and aging makes a lot of us feel lost.
Yeah.
And I think that's all part of, you know, as you say, finding your connecting with your source and yourself, to find out when you are starting to feel that way, why are you feeling like that, and how do you regroup, you know, and get into, you know, all of these different modules like you're telling us about, and, you know, and to get to that point of joy and to get to your third module, which you call stability.
Right.
And how do we become stable? When we've had these moments of lost moments and you're floundering and not sure how to pick yourself up and start to do what you love to do, not do what you've had to do. How do you become stable and still do what you truly want?
Well, the first two parts is about connecting with who you are, with how life works, and, you know, how the source provide for you. You can call it source or God, or all the energy around you or the universe that's waiting there to provide for you. And then you're in your joy and you've got all this stuff and it's all in your dreams and you're dealing with that on a higher level. But you have to bring it to earth, Katie. You have to bring it down here into the three-dimensional level, into your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know people who are spaced out, who have a lot of ideas, a lot of dreams, but they can't manifest it. I mean,
well, they're just all over the place with them, right?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you mean? Like they go, you know, you're right. I'm going to do what I want to do. I've got some great ideas. I'm feeling really good about this now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, I have no idea where to take this.
Right. And, you know, in creating the dream, you're asking Source to provide you with what you want. Say you wanted a job and you have defined your job, you've asked for your job, you know what you really love, and you've put it out there. If you aren't present and in body and here on earth, you might miss when God sends someone to you who starts talking to you, who has a job for you, but you're not paying attention because you're just thinking about something else, or you're just focused on, you know, whatever, all the other things going on. For whatever reason, you're not grounded, you're not present, you're not here, you're going to miss the opportunity.
Yeah.
And it won't happen for you.
Now, okay, so how are we going to become stable? Like, how are we going to gather that in? Is that through meditation? through kind of, you know, maybe sourcing things, getting a little bit more grounded?
There is a ground. I do a lot of discussion about it. All these modules are full of information that help you to do all this, and also a lot of meditations. And one of the meditations is actually, I'm offering it for free. I'm offering two things for free, actually, on my website. And this is one of them. And it's the grounding cord meditation.
Okay.
At the top of my website at awarenessinitiative.com, you'll see you can sign up for a free meditation. And that is a meditation that will ground you here. It's really a special one. The other
okay,
thing
so
that
everyone heard that right. It's free. So we're all going to go try it right after the show. Because
and
it's
the first
free.
Thing
we
is,
love free.
Another free
you've got,
thing.
What else do you have free? I heard free twice.
Free is twice because there are two things that are really important to me. I want people to know who they are. So I'm giving away the first part of Module 1, which is connecting with self. And that's also offered on my website, and you can sign up for that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We'll reiterate that at the end of the show. So we're going to connect with Source and Self, and then we're going to explode into this next part called Joy. Then we're going to pull it all together and get our stability back.
Mm-hmm.
But now you tell me, for the fourth module, that it's all about solitude. So now I'm raring to go. I've got all of this, you know, that I've done the first three and I'm there. Why do I have to go into solitude?
Great question. I love how you said that. And I know you know all about this. Because sometimes, you even when you're on your path, when you're doing what you need to do, you're going to have loss. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have things that come up, and you're going to have times where maybe you're just so busy you're overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you've learned to just do it on your own, but you go within. Whether you're depressed or whether you're scared or whatever, you just kind of shut down a little bit and you go inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I take you to that place without having to be depressed and upset and show you, because in there is your truth, your place of peace. I call it your inner spa. And
okay. I like that, my inner spa.
Yeah. So you go in, I help you to let go of things about you don't need anymore. Let go of things in your space that you don't need anymore so that you can feel more free. And then I help you to hear your inner voice so that you can have your own personal connection with the God source or God and be really know your own truth, which is so important because we are the people who know what's best for us.
Yeah. Well, I love that word that you've just invented, inner spa. It even solitude sounds very alone, whereas if anyone has ever been to a spa, those wonderful moments when you're either having a massage or you're lying in a lovely big warm tub of bath salts, you do go into yourself, right? You're alone. You hear the music. You hear the water flowing. And it's a very wonderful place to be. So that solitude is something I think is very refreshing, actually, after a spa. You know, so if you're teaching us how to have an inner spa, I can only imagine how you feel once you've finished that module. You'd feel very refreshed and very ready to take on your life.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I've spent 9 months creating this, and I've done all the visuals, and a lot of the photographs are mine, and the photo montages I created myself, the voiceovers, the meditations, the videos are me, the stories, everything. I did it all. It was really a lot. And so I did a lot of reading them over, listening to them. And at the end, I went through and listened to Module 4, and Katie, I cried at the end. It was just so beautiful. That's my favorite module. It just, you get to know yourself. You really do in a way that you never have. Because we all think of solitude as a place that's dark and deep, and that's where we go when we feel dark and deep. But what if it isn't a dark and deep place? What if it's a special place that you can go to whenever you want and just really love yourself,
mm-hmm.
which so many people need to do?
Oh, yeah. Now, you've come up with this wonderful program, and I really encourage everyone to go and have a look at it, because it's such an interesting concept, as is your book, Unlimited Life. It has a lot of the modules and whatnot are kind of based in this book, and the things that you get out of it, again, you'll come away feeling very good and refreshed. And I can understand now why you call yourself a transformation wizard. You are a transformation wizard, I really believe that, and an intuitive coach. Tell us what you mean, though, by, this isn't going to happen all in one step, or you're not going to have a half-hour conversation with Deborah and get off the phone and just conquer the world. But, a transformation takes a little bit of time, especially if some people have been very damaged, and you and I have talked about that, with some of us have been through a lot of things that can truly damage not only you physically, but your whole soul and your whole thought process can be very warped when things like, illness and loss, sadness can be overwhelming, and you don't have to go there, but the transformation can take a little while, and I know that you do that, but what do you mean by that? What do you mean when you call yourself a transformation wizard?
I like the word wizard because it's what I do. It's like a fun word. And it describes the fact that I'm intuitive and that I can see where you are, and I do intuitive healings on people, and I get them where they need to be. And transformation, yeah, honestly, it sometimes it does take a long time, Katie, but people get transformed in one session. Even we mentioned I was going to offer free 10-minute sessions with people over the phone, and you'll notice a difference even after 10 minutes. I had one woman who called me. She, just in one session, she had a really tough time because her husband was moving on, and she was younger than him, and her family wanted her to be tied to him and to the whole family, and she didn't feel connected. She was really sad. She was really stuck. She just needed to let go of her guilt and her sense of obligation and get in touch with who she really was and what she really loved and wanted to do.
Yeah.
And in one session, I helped her do that. And she is a songwriter, and she wrote a song and sent it to me. And he passed within a month of that. Mm-hmm. And she's traveling the world doing songs.
Wow.
Wow. I know, it's just amazing. She's so
and
happy.
That's in 10 minutes. I'm so getting my
that
free 10 minutes.
That was in one session. That was
oh,
one
that was,
session.
Okay.
Wasn't the 10 minutes.
But
10 minutes
started.
Is really, you get a lot of insight in 10 minutes. Believe me.
So tell us how you then. We're going to call it. Tell us how you help people to transform. Like what? How are you helping us to do that?
Oh, great question. You're good at this. I love talking to you. What I do is, first, I can see a person where they are in spirit, their higher self, who they are here on this planet, and who they are in all the different levels.
And you can
and
see
can,
that just when we're talking to you. You don't have to see us physically.
Right, because
okay.
where I'm looking isn't physical. If people
okay.
are here, I see the physical, but I see all of that. Even the, physical, I kind of get an idea of what you look like. But I definitely see how your energy is here and
mm-hmm.
what you're doing here. And I can see other people in your life, too, different clients or your partner or children. I've helped people with their children because I can see them. I can see everybody just like you can see people here, but I know them on a very deep level. And so what the first thing I do is I look at where are you on your path? Are you present and are you here? And if you're not, which if people call me, usually they're off in some way, how can I get you there? And I can see why you're not on your path. What's wrong? What's going on? Maybe you've had, your mother told you that you were not worthy of, you know, or capable of being successful, or that you were obligated to her, or that you had to give up what you really loved. And the one woman last week, that she didn't fit in, and that she had to do all these different things to fit into life, and she just was overwhelmed and kind of gave up. And I can see that, and I can help you to see why your mother did that or why that happened, and to let go of it and why it's not true, so that I can let you get rid of all that baggage and then get you here and let's look at what you really want to do, and I can see what you want to do and how you need you can do it.
Right.
If the person tells me, they show me what they want to do. I've had a lot of, like you said, training and degrees and a lot of experience with many different aspects of life, so that I add to everything with that. But it also, it's coming from what I see you want. I'm not going to advise you. I'm going to help you do what you want to do.
So it's almost what you can do is you can give a spiritual reading, but it's also a practical reading. So you're not really going to predict that you're going to meet the man of your dreams, or you're going to have a huge money fall into your lap. More so you're saying, I can show you how you can find the man of your dreams. I can show you how you can bring more income into your life if that's your goal. That's what I feel that you're offering.
I do, and with a lot of people, say for instance, a lot of people are looking for their perfect soulmate, and they're really anxious. When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? I'm like, I get them to, let's be happy with you now, and let's determine who you want, and let's attract that to your life. Now, there are times when I've had people come to me, and, you know, I don't like to look at the future, but I get a sense that maybe someone is there for them, and that it's going to happen, but they need to be here and be present. So, for instance, I had one person, and this happens to me because I'll see somebody once or twice or a few times, and then I don't hear from them because whatever I talked to them about happened, and then they don't talk to me, which I love to hear success stories, but not everybody tells me once it's happened. But I saw someone in the grocery store, and she said, oh, you're not going to believe what happened. You know, when I came to you, I really wanted to meet somebody, and I was dating this guy that wasn't working out, and you told me how and showed me that this guy was not right for me and helped me to be comfortable being alone for a while and really feeling good in my space and being ready for it and all the things I did to get ready. And you said I thought he was, and in this case, I actually saw that within a few months that somebody was coming, and I could see that this person actually, he was widowed or something, but he wasn't ready to meet her yet. And she said 3 months later she met him and he was widowed and they're married.
Wow.
But she had to let go of this other guy. She had to be okay to just wait. And I had a client come in yesterday who's really looking to have a relationship, and she isn't even separated yet. Yeah, you have to stop leaning on people. You have to stop looking for someone to lean on. Let's get you whole. Let you have your life, what you want, and really got her to a place where she could feel that to make her be strong. She was really afraid, and I helped her to not be afraid anymore and to really stand up and be strong, and I'm helping her to do that. Because when she finally gets to the place where she feels good about herself and she's standing on her own, she'll attract a much better person into her life.
Well, of course, right. I mean, nothing is more attractive than a person who exudes confidence and, you know, is quite happy with doing things on their own, just as well as doing things with people. I mean, we're all attracted to people like that. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And what she's not going to attract is someone who's controlling, because she's all in control of her life, someone who wants to, quote, take care of her so that she's dependent on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are not people you need to have in your life. She's going to attract someone who's fun, who's playful, who appreciates her for who she is, someone who will be an equal partner, will be teammates together and have a great
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's have a little bit of fun here. I'm going to ask you to do something, put you on the spot. I want you to see, maybe nothing will come, but you and I have spoken a little bit before the show and a little bit now. Can you do a little bit of a insightful moment for me, what you see? And because you don't know a lot about my life, it'll be interesting for me to be able to tell the listeners, you know what? Yes or that's not it at all. Can you do that? Can I put you on the spot and you can have
Absolutely.
A bit of a read? Okay.
I see it already.
Okay.
I don't look at people that deep unless they ask. It's
okay.
TMI and, you know, too much information, and it's none of my business, really.
Right.
But now that you ask, I see that you're looking to make, and I know that you've talked to me about it, but you're looking to make a big shift and take your a whole life and business to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing that it's important for you to take it slowly, really do your research, really make sure that this is right for you. I'm not saying that it isn't, but if you go slowly, you'll make sure that all your T's are crossed and your I's dotted, and that you'll do it at the right time. Because it's important that this is done in a progressive manner so that you get the most out of it, because you're about ready to take off.
Okay. You're so right. You're so right. Yes, you are. Now, you tell us that we're all intuitive. How do I know if I've got that ability? Like, I am intuitive, but other people, I don't know if they can really they feel it or not. My problem with my intuition is I sometimes jump in with both feet way too fast, thinking it's a great idea without really as you say, and you're bang on, I have to slow down. And how do we utilize this intuity that we all have, and how do we know if we even have it?
Well, I love a question about you. First of all,
sure.
It's a sixth sense that we already have. Everybody has it. You may not pay attention to it. You may have turned it off. You may not want to pay attention to it, but you have it. It is everybody has the ability to pick up on this, on intuitive information, and you could do it at whatever level you want to. And the key is to always be in your own power, always trust yourself. And if you hear a voice or if somebody talks to you, know that your voice is the one that you trust. It doesn't matter who talks to you. You are the most important person in your life, and you have your answers. So that's really important to know. So we all have that ability. And the thing, what you're saying to me is sometimes you get all excited, and I see that. You jump into things, and right timing is so important. And right preparation is so important. So this is where the grounding comes in.
Yep.
It is exciting, and you see this whole vision, and you really want to do it, and you just don't blast into it, but it's too soon and it's too much. You know, it's sort of like if it were a physical, you wanted to run a marathon, and so you said, I'm going to run a marathon in 3 months, that's, and you don't run yet, that's kind of pushing it, you know. You can
yeah.
definitely run a marathon, and I might see you running a marathon, but let's work up on it for maybe a year and
right.
build up to it.
Okay.
Let's do it right. Let's train right. Let's get the right shoes. Let's make sure you do the right stretches. Let's get you doing some weights so that you're strong. So it's about merging that that insight, that intuition with the mind, the body, the emotions here on Earth, and being very practical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the 3D world, while we're here, is very real and very special.
Yeah.
So let's take advantage of it.
Absolutely. In your book, Unlimited Life, which
mm-hmm.
is a great book, everybody, get it. You talk about how, boy, do you ever talk about how we limit ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And can you focus a little bit on that, on how we limit ourselves on a constant basis?
I'd love to. A lot of times we're trying to get something. We don't know why. It just seems to be blocking us. Everything is energy. Right? I mean, Einstein said it, it's proven. It's just a physical fact that everything is energy. And we know this theoretically, but we don't really think about it. And the truth is if, you know, you're a steam engine and you're putting out steam, then that steam is going to affect the environment around it, right? I mean, of course it is. You're going to feel it's hot around there, and it's going to affect all the things if it went, you know, by, it's going to affect the environment, it's going to affect everything. But we don't think about the fact that we affect the things around us.
Mm-hmm.
What we believe, what we think, we project.
Right.
And that will create what happens in our life. A perfect example of this is there's so many people who want wealth, but they can't seem to generate it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this common belief that wealthy people are unethical. Well, if you believe that wealthy people are unethical, how are you going to let yourself be wealthy and mm-hmm. ethical? It won't happen.
Right.
The truth is, that's wrong. I'm sure there are some people who are unethical who are wealthy, but I know so many wonderful, wealthy people who have done incredible things and are extremely ethical.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's wrong. So a lot of times we have these beliefs that are totally inaccurate, but they get in our way of creating what we want in our life.
How can we change them then? If that's what a lot of people believe and that hinders them from being successful, how do you change your belief?
Well, I go over that in the book really explicitly.
Mm-hmm.
Also there's a meditation in the book that you can do. But I also, when you download that grounding cord meditation, you're also going to get a limiting belief worksheet for free that will help you to target your limiting beliefs and to work through them. And one of the things that I like, just a very simple thing that you can do right now, and you may need to meditate to do this, because what I want you to do is to pay attention to what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are not meditating, you may be identifying with the mind, and then you are what you're thinking. So that's hard to pinpoint what you're thinking if you are what you're thinking. That makes sense.
Okay.
So I don't know how anybody can get to where they need to be without meditating, and again, the most successful people do. But if you can see what you're thinking, pay attention, because you are going to think things that are in complete contrast to what you really want, or you might be feeling something. Like if you feel, I really want to be wealthy, and it makes you feel a little uneasy, why? What's going on there? You
mm-hmm.
have a limiting belief.
Okay.
And then the limiting belief worksheet can help you to work through that and then just change that belief.
I think that's a good worksheet that everyone could do, because I know that
there isn't any one of us that doesn't have some type of limiting belief for whatever that impedes you becoming as successful as you should and could be. And on that note, tell me then, what is the key to success?
Well, the key to success is really knowing who you are. We've talked about it. The key to success is knowing who you are and being here, being present, being in the moment, and in touch, aware. Because you can't be really aware of what's going on around you if you're not you present here now.
Right. Do you think we can be successful and joyful at the same time? Is it possible?
I can't see. I mean, I think if you're successful, you're going to have your moments, just like you do in any moment. But I can't imagine not being joyful if you're successful.
Of course.
It kind of goes
hand in hand.
It does. And there's nothing I love more than doing what I do. And I know you feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us one more time where we're going to go. What's the website to get a lot more? As I said, this is just a little pebble in a very big bucket of water that Deborah, her resources and her intuitiveness and her amazing coaching, and of course the fact that she's so intuitive, that you can go to her website and get a lot more. And don't forget, there's some stuff on there that's free. So that's what we really want to go and have a look at, and then look at all those other resources that you're offering. So, Deborah, just tell everyone again where we're going to go to have a look at your website, and where can we go to get your book, and is there a number that people can call you?
Yes. All of those. Let's see. The website is awarenessinitiative.com, or you could go to explodeintolife.com, and there's the free grounding cord meditation limiting belief worksheet. You can get the free download for the first part of Explode Into Life. You can also sign up for a newsletter there that I put out. I try to do that at least every other week, and sometimes once a week, with insights that I come up with that can help you. You can also get in touch with the webinar that I'm doing, the Connect and Create Your Perfect Business or Career.
Okay.
And the book is for sale there, as well as Explode Into Life. You can see that on the site. You can also get my book in the paperback or Kindle form at Amazon.com.
Okay. Okay. And is there a phone number we can reach you at?
Oh, yes. I knew there was. Yes. My number is 404-459-0590. And as we talked about, I know I've talked about my coaching and stuff, but honestly, unless you've experienced it, you don't really get what I'm talking about. It's just hard to say. So I'm offering free 10-minute coaching sessions to anybody who's listening in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Deborah, I want to thank you so much. Our time is up. It went by really quickly. And you're just delightful. And thank you for that free insight into me. I'm just going to slow down a little bit, but I will be talking to you later for some more info.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I've so enjoyed speaking with you, Deborah, and I'm going to give everyone all of that information again when you and I say goodbye, which we have to do now. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you so much, Katie. You too.
We'll talk soon. Take care. And everyone, I want you to make sure to please go to Deborah Hill's website at awarenessinitiative.com. or www.explodeintolife.com. Give her a call for that 10-minute free session. Free session, 10 minutes. You're going to come out with so much information, and I'm telling you, that inner spa that she talks about really does work. Her number is 404-459-0590. Really enjoyed that, Deborah. Thank you again. Please join us next week on Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Garth Riley. I'm really, really excited about this show because Garth is an amazing advocate for kids, and he has done a huge amount of good helping young and old deal with bullying in all aspects of life, as it isn't limited to the schoolyard. If you have a story about being bullied, or maybe you were a bully, I'd love to hear from you. Just email me at askkatehennessy@getfocusedradio.com. Again, that's askkatehennessy@getfocusedradio.com. And we'll have you on the show to talk with both Garth and myself. I'd also love for you to tune in to Sue London's show at WBLQ 2:30 a.m. or at www.transformationtalkradio.com, which will be broadcasting out of New York, Connecticut, and Seattle, where I will be a guest on her show, Get Inspired Radio, on July 27th at 2:30 p.m. Now, that's Eastern Standard Time. Sue and I will be discussing my experience in dealing with the tragedy of losing a child. This will be a very helpful and healing show to any of you who have experienced this horrible loss in your life, or perhaps you know of someone who has and you'd like to help them. If you'd like to talk to me prior to the show, please email me at askkatehennessy@getfocusedradio.com. And if this is something you would like to share with Sue and I, then we would be happy to have you on the air with us. Sharing is all part of the healing, and that's where our shows are hoping to take you. Please tune in at www.transformationtalkradio.com on July 27th at 2:30 p.m. I want to remind everyone that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives, but did you know that simply signing the request card means your family can still veto your wishes? Please take 2 minutes and officially register to be a donor at www.beadonor.ca. 2 minutes today can mean a new life to someone tomorrow. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Focused Radio. Please go to www.getfocusedradio.com for more information about our upcoming guests, and please like us on Facebook. On behalf of my guest, Deborah Hill, and myself, Kate Hennessy, we wish you an amazing day. We'll see you next week. Please enjoy the rest of Beckon music. It's a beautiful life.